I'm joined on the line by Summer Turner. She's the Customer Relations Manager at Brentwood Care Centre. So, hi, how are you doing, Summer?
I'm good, Michelle. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So today, I didn't even realise, because I'm doing keto, so I'm very disappointed. It's pancake day. So tell us about all the delicious things the residents are up to.
Oh, it's decorating pancakes, making pancakes, flipping pancakes, competitions. With all the different ingredients, so chocolate sauce, marshmallows, strawberries, lemon, sugar, you know.
Mm.
What's your favourite pancake if you wasn't on this keto diet?
If I wasn't, it would be the old-fashioned lemon and a squeeze of Jif lemon, not fresh lemon, yes. We never had that, and sugar. That would have been my mum's, what we would have had.
See, do you know what I like? I like the chocolate spread with bananas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know why? It's just... Yeah, I like that. To be fair, I like anything. I'm a human dustbin, Michelle, but yeah, I do like pancakes. So any excuse for some good cooking and baking and fun for the residents.
As long as it's not savoury pancakes, I think that's wrong.
No, it's got to be proper pancakes where you can flip it and see how high it goes. And maybe it stick to the ceiling, who knows?
So are the residents allowed to sort of, do they give what they want to have? Do they give different recipes? How's it working?
So the chefs will be preparing the pancakes, so they'll already be done, and then the residents will be decorating them, having a chance to flip them, and yeah, enjoy it really. We'll have to see who comes up with the best recipe.
I didn't even know this was a thing. It's National Bread Week.
It's actually a thing. I didn't know it was a thing until, because we get, I mean, our marketing team are great because they send us over our monthly campaigns and special days to focus on.
Yeah.
And there is actually a thing called Bread Week from the 20th to the 28th.
Yep.
So, yes, the chef will be getting busy with all different recipes, maybe some olive bread. You know, there's, when you think of how many different types of bread there are, the residents also get a chance to have a taste and things like that. So we've got that coming up.
Mm. And they're all pretty, it's just, they're all fed very well there, aren't they?
I don't know, there seems to be a common theme every week of talking about food when we come on air.
Yeah.
And it makes me very hungry, but then it is about nutrition.
Yeah.
And the health and well-being of the residents. So no, anything we can do to encourage that, we get involved with.
Yeah, because obviously if you're on your own, just say you're living outside of the Brentwood Care Centre, a lot of the times, especially I found with my mum as well, she just used to eat the same things, and she said her love for food went because she couldn't stand up to be in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. She couldn't lift the pots off the stove anymore. So what she ended up having were things that she could put in the oven, but then she had to go into the lounge, sit down, and then get back up, get her frame, walk back out to the kitchen, get it out the oven. So she said there was a lot of times that she would just have things that were really quick, where if you're at the Brentwood Care Centre, you've got all those people around you to look after you, and you can actually start to enjoy food again because you don't have to prepare it.
You don't have to prepare it. Don't meals. I always think when a meal is cooked for you, doesn't it always taste better, even if it's
yes.
down to a sandwich?
Yes.
You know, if my dad makes me a sandwich, I think, oh, that's nice.
Mm.
It tastes better than when you do it yourself. It also encourages the residents to eat as well because the food is lovely presented. Because I do believe you eat with your eyes as well. Even our pureed option looks like food. The peas, you know, we use moulds here, so the peas look like peas, the carrots look like carrots. It's really special and really clever with how it's done.
The Hopscotch Children's Nursery. Tell us about that. Is the film?
Yeah, so basically we posted it on our Facebook. Our resident Joan is an author, and she wrote a couple of children's books, children's poetry. We set up a FaceTime call with the Hopscotch Children's Day Nursery, where Joan was reading different pieces from her book.
Yeah.
The children was really engaged, so was Joan. She absolutely loved it. So we have World Book Day coming up on the 4th of March. Obviously, some children are not at school, but you would usually see 1,000 Harry Potters walking around Brentwood, which I don't know if we're going to see that this year.
Yeah.
So we're trying to set up something with them on for the 4th of March, including Joan as well.
Excellent. And do you have, is that something you encourage? Because I know that some places encourage to have youngsters come in so they get a chance to mix with older people, and the older people get a chance to mix with, like, you know, the children that are in nurseries.
Yeah, I mean, the intergenerational programme that we have here, it works really, really well. We was working with a local school where the children was writing postcards and letters to the residents. Not only did it help them with their literacy skills, but it also, you know, if especially in times of where you haven't got the schools coming in, you haven't got the nurseries coming in, it's keeping our residents engaged.
And you said it World Book Day. When's that coming up?
Yeah, that's the 4th of March.
Yeah.
I mean, usually the schools would have the children, my little boy would be usually going in dressed up every year as Peter Pan. I don't know why, he's just got an obsession with Peter Pan. But usually they would be dressing up as a character from their favourite book.
Yeah.
So I don't really know how that's going to work with the schools, you know. Not sure when they'll be opening. That's why we're looking to do something with Hopscotch Day Nursery, because the nursery is still open. And I'm sure they'll be supporting World Book Day.
And if people want to find you on Facebook?
Yeah, they can find us under Brentwood Care Centre Facebook.
And that's where you put up all the posts, and hopefully we'll see some delicious pancakes.
Yeah, Joan as well reading to the children, and you know, we had Valentine's recently with all the residents making decorations. So anything, any sort of activities that we've got going on within the home, we do try to post as much on Facebook as possible.
Yeah.
To give people a flavour of what goes on in our home.
Well, you have a fantastic pancake day. I'll be very jealous when I'm sat at home. Just I'll be looking at the pictures tomorrow to see. I think actually ice cream with some chocolate sauce over the top. That would be nice.
I like that. I like your thinking.
Yeah. And it's got to be proper vanilla ice cream, not that malty horrible stuff.
No,
the good stuff.
No, it's creamy vanilla ice cream. You know where you've got the little black, like the vanilla pod?
That's it, yeah, yeah.
The black bits in it.
Yeah. It's a bit, sometimes they do it like clotted cream, don't they, down at Devon? Oh, my heart's going already. With love, I mean. It's really lovely to talk to you, Summer, and we'll be talking to you, not next week, but the week after, yourself or Tori, with another update.
Perfect, Michelle. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great afternoon. Take care, Michelle.
Bye.
Oh, that is the lovely Summer there, who is Customer Relations Manager at the Brentwood Care Centre. If you do want to find out more, you'll find the Brentwood Care Centre on Facebook, as she said. And if you want to find out more about the care home, it's rchcarehomes.co.uk, and you can just click on the link and have a look at the Brentwood Care Centre.